Hello. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. In keeping with our commitment to deliver urologists and allied health professionals expert clinical analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives, each episode of Speaking of Urology will bring listeners timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty to keep practitioners up to date while helping them practice more efficiently. I'm your host, Ben Saylor. For this episode, I spoke with Dr. Amy E. Krambeck. She discusses a recent urology practice paper, Initial Experience with a Novel Single-Use Disposable Ureteroscopy, Prospective Single-Arm 90-Day Trial of the Axis Ureteroscope, for which she served as a study author. Krambeck is the Michael O. Cook Professor of Urology at Indiana University School of Medicine, Indianapolis.
Please discuss the background for this study.
There are multiple reusable as well as disposable ureteroscopes on the market. And originally, we had attempted to determine which was the best disposable scope. And then as we were using the disposable scopes, we realized that it definitely could have a cost benefit for our hospital and our department. And so that's what prompted us to do this study.
And what were some of the notable findings? And were any of them surprising to you and your co-authors?
We were surprised. We did a 90-day conversion to completely disposable scopes. So for every single ureteroscopy that we performed, we attempted to use a disposable scope. And we had anticipated that, you know, we would be unsuccessful with the disposable scopes and have to use the reusable scopes. But we only had to convert to reusable scopes 4% of the time. So 96% of the time, we could complete the case satisfactorily using a disposable scope. We also found that it presented a huge cost savings for our hospital. So when you use a reusable scope, there's this risk of breakage. And then when the scope breaks, you have to replace it, you have to fix it, and that can be very costly. So when we switched to the disposable, taking into account the breakage from the 90 days prior to our switch, we saved $140 per case by switching to the disposable, which we thought was an enormous cost savings, given the fact that we do a large volume of ureteroscopy.
So in your own practice, you know, your own stone practice now, are you using single-use scopes only or reusable only or both?
So we use both, but I would say predominantly it's single-use. So we try to do every case with a single use, and in the rare circumstances that the visualization is not good enough, the flexibility is not adequate, or the caliber of the scope is too large, because the disposable scopes, the Dornier, which we used in this example, is larger than other ureteroscopes. So if any of those happen, then we will switch to a reusable scope. Otherwise, we try to do it with a disposable scope.
Do you and your co-authors plan to conduct any further research on, disposable versus reusable scopes? And if so, you know, what would the focus be?
Yes. So we're always in the market to evaluate new scopes that become available. So if a company puts out a new scope, we evaluate it. And if it appears to have benefits over what we're using, then we try to do a 90-day trial. Next up for us is to trial a disposable cystoscope nephroscope. So we use a cystoscope at the beginning of a percutaneous stone removal, and then we use a nephroscope to remove the stones. They now have disposable cystoscopes, nephroscopes, so we're going to see if we have the same cost benefits, cost savings using a disposable as opposed to a reusable.
What is the take-home message for the practicing urologist from this study?
I think the take-home message is to always be diligent in constantly assessing if what you are doing is up to par with cost savings or a standard of care for the patient. It's very easy to get set in your ways and not want to assess new things, but it actually presents a benefit in this particular occasion. I think one big concern that urologists will have is, what about waste in the development of all of this medical waste using disposables? And that is a concern, but I think many companies are coming up with recycling plans for their disposable scopes, so that will help in the future. And when we process a reusable scope, we're creating waste as well. So it's not actually, you know, a total benefit to use a reusable scope. So you have to see what works with your practice. And if you do a lot of ureteroscopies, you may want to consider using a disposable because it may present a cost benefit for you.
Is there anything else that you feel our audience should know about the research?
No, we've tried to do fair research. In this situation, we had three different surgeons, so at varying levels of experience. I was the senior surgeon with more experience. Then we had one person who was fresh out of fellowship in the series, so it had varying levels. Also, we had residents involved because that's part of our practice. And it was a complete conversion for 90 days. We did not switch back and forth whenever we felt like it. We truly tried to go completely disposable, and it was highly successful.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. And you can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.